Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Arabs Through History. Our scholar today will be Ibn Rushd. God is the non-human and transcendent first cause of all being. This was said by Ibn Rushd. God has created the universe when he is non-human. On the other hand, he has created people that will brighten the world and introduce to the universe the golden era, where people like Ibn Rushd had been teaching the world about the universe and what is around them. We have with us today the great-granddaughter of Ibn Rushd, Farida Ibn Rushd, to tell us about him and his achievements. So I would like to welcome Farida here with us.
Thank you for inviting me to this meeting.
I would like to ask you, who was Ibn Rushd to you?
My great-grandfather, to me and to the world, was a Muslim scholar and a philosopher who left a huge legacy for us today. He introduced to the world many theories and ideas that were never been taught before.
Thank you. And I would like to ask you, what are some of his greatest achievements?
Ibn Rushd translated Aristotle's books and many others. He wrote medical encyclopedia called Kulliyat, explained scientific reasoning regarding the colors of the moon.
Oh my God, the colors of the moon?
Yeah, he actually discovered it and talked about it and wrote many books about it.
Really?
Yeah.
And I heard he wrote many other books.
Yes, other books. He wrote three physics books, short, middle, and long commentary on physics.
Yes, I heard that also introduced many other theories to the physicians today. I've also heard that he had many books on law and philosophy and many theories. Do you know any of them?
Yes, this is actually true. He was a legal scholar of Maliki school. He also studied law and published books regarding this topic, such as Al-Bayan wa Tahsil. He introduced Averroes, which was basically the belief of the eternity of the universe.
Oh, so he believed that the universe will last forever.
Yes, this was actually one of his theories, plus that he believed that the soul was divided into two parts, one individual and one divine.
Oh, I also know that Ibn Rushd, that he believed that there is no difference between philosophy and religion, that he believed that there were both ways to reaching one truth. And this was all about Ibn Rushd today, and thank you for listening to us with Arabs Through History. And thank you, Farida, for joining us today.
Thank you very much for this interview.